another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. This is your humble host, Renegade X. Friday, April 9th, we lost a legend. And that legend's name was DMX. Now for those that are not familiar with DMX, his name means Dark Man X. He was a rapper. Some of his songs I grew up listening to. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know what to name this podcast. I didn't know what to name it. Celebrities are humans, or we lost a legend, but it may have one of those two titles. But what I'm going to do is talk about DMX's life from a, and I'll try to break it down in a psychological way. To the best of my abilities, I will break it down in a psychological way. So let me just go over a brief summary in his life. DMX, he was a rapper that was born in Mount Vernon, New York. He was born on December 18th, 1970, and was raised in Yonkers, New York. DMX had a rough childhood. He was abused by his mother and her various boyfriends. They beat him so bad that he lost teeth and had numerous bruises and cuts on his face. He got kicked out of school at the end of 5th grade. He got sent to jail at the age of 7. He didn't get out until he was 14. He wandered the streets to get away from his mother's abuse. He had went through different group homes. And if you do not know what a group home is a residence model of medical care for those with complex health needs. Traditionally, the model has been used for children or young people who cannot live with their families or afford their own homes. People with chronic disabilities who may be adults or seniors or people with dementia and related aged illnesses. He had to sleep in the bed in cars and stuff like that. So by that short summary, you can tell that DMX had a rough life. Especially from his abusive mother and the various boyfriends that she brought home. His mother did some messed up things to you. Here's about two details that I remember what she did. One thing that she did, she locked DMX in his room for the whole summer, as if he was a prisoner. The other thing she did, she, dropped DMX off in the group home. It just left him there. Like, literally told him, "You ain't never coming back home." Mind you, she is saying this to a child. Left him in that group home. Her and her daughter just left him. And this is what I see, the reason why he had gotten kicked out of school at the end of 5th grade. He was dealing with abuse from his mother. I am sure he had a lot of anger in him and just lashed out on people. Like, he was dealing with a lot of pain. Like, this was messing with him mentally. Not only was he dealing with physical pain, he was dealing with mental pain too. Because abuse is just more than physical abuse. It can also be mental abuse too. Probably was verbally assaulting him and stuff like that. No, before DMX died, he was in a grave condition. During his grave condition, people started to talk about his past in some platforms and some people. From what I heard, they would either sugarcoat what his mother did or don't even mention at all that his mother abused him in his life. When I heard that stuff, I got mad. It made me sick because they are trying to sugarcoat what she did. I was like, no, call it for what it is. She abused him when he was a child. And I am going to say something that I know people will not like. This is why I do not like the quote, "Mama knows best." And I'ma tell you why I don't like it. Because it makes it sound like that every mother out there is infallible. Like they know exactly what they're doing. No, that is not true. Not every mother is a good mother. Just like not every father is a good father. Not every parent is a good parent. Before DMX died, he had recently opened up to something. The reason why he had gotten a crack addiction is because someone had laced his blunt with crack in it. That is why he started getting addicted to it. And the reason DMX was on drugs is because he was using it as a coping mechanism to deal with all that stuff that happened to him in the past. Like I said, I used to listen to some of his songs. I mainly listened to the ones that were hype. Like, X gon' give it to you, he gon' give it to you, X gon' give it to you, he gon' give it to you. Then there's stop, drop, shut him down, open up, shop. Whoa, that's a Rough Riders roll. The nerves get it on the flow with him and Swiss Beats, I think. Get it on the flow, get it on the flow, get it on the flow, get it on the flow. If you don't wanna party, then you gotta go. If you don't wanna party, then you gotta go. Riding this, grinding this. Let's get it on. Also, listen to a few songs where he spoke real stuff. Lord, give me a sign. So let me pull up the lyrics real quick so I can recite it. Lord, give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind. Lord, give me a sign. Show me what I got to do. Bring me closer to you. Cause I'm going through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do. Lord, give me a sign. From what I heard, DMX puts a Bible verse and or a prayer at the end of every album. I don't know if it's a prayer or Bible verse, but that's why I said and or. I don't know that 100% because I haven't listened to his full albums. Only listened to a few of his songs growing up. Now, when I recently saw somebody interviews that he did, and I saw his character and the words that he said, I'm like, this is a real dude, because DMX has stated some wise quotes in his character. This is a humble guy. And hearing the news that he died, it did make me sad. Cause I ain't gonna lie, one day I wanted to meet him. There are a couple of celebrities I do want to meet. Now there is one song I want to mention and read the lyrics off of. It explains what he has went through in his life. I know that there is other songs that mention what he has went through in his life, but this is the best example I can pull up. The song is Slippin'. It came from his album Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood. I've been through mad different phases like mazes to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with their time than beards. I know because I've been there. Now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the BS, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly stuff, so I split. And I said that I'ma be the seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, in a heart that doesn't bleed, I'm ready for the world. Or at least I thought I was. Bagging people when I caught a buzz. for thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last. But yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared me for jail. They put me in a situation, forcing me to be a man. When I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Man, was it my fault? Something I did to make my father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first beat? Back on the scene at 14 with the scheme to get more cream than I ever see in a dream. And by all means, I was living high off the hog. And I never gave a F about much but my dog. That was my only, I hit off with my last. Just another little, headed nowhere fast. Ayo, I'm slipping, falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, falling, can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, falling, I gots to get up. Get me back on my feet so I can tear stuff up. That ain't the half. Things get worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got colder. Chip on my shoulder that I dared a person to touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared a person that much. One deep with a pit staring. S for kicks. Catching Vicks. Throwing bricks. Getting by being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to puff my L in the morning before I could fly. Ate something, a couple of 40s made me hate something. I did some coke, now I'm ready to take something. 3 years later showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a F how I dressed. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Stuff like this is keeping up with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm effing it up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. So yeah, there's that. Now when DMX is making his music, and just being who he is, people were calling him a thug and stuff like that. Now when he was fighting his addiction, they were calling him a crackhead and everything. They do not understand. This man has went through a lot in his life. And as soon as DMX died or was in grave condition, those same people that did that now want to care about him. Now saying, you know, it's messed up that he is in this state. It's messed up that he died. We miss him. He was a good person. He was a good rapper. When before all of this happened, they didn't care about him before. My thing is, for those that have did that, y'all obviously haven't seen his interviews. Y'all have not seen his character of who he truly is. And here's another thing I wish to say as well. Y'all have got to realize that celebrities are human beings, just like you. They go through things, they have emotions, they feel depression, they feel anger, they get sick, and they make mistakes, just like you, a human being. I just want to play a quick clip of DMX saying that his mother never loved him, and DMX was crying. I would play this through the computer, but I feel like something weird would happen if I mess with the programs in the way, so.
I just always turned to drugs, when, you know, just I was feeling a certain way, and now that I'm not doing that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when the pressure builds up, you know, I'll call, you know, Bino, and be like, that's all I just wanted to say. I wanted to say, mommy.
You never got to have that mommy experience.
No, and she never, not once she ever, that she ever told me that she loved me. don't sound like a sucker.
You don't sound like a sucker.
It is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, a lot of people.
I mean, a lot of people don't get that. So, I mean, what's the big deal? So what? She didn't say she loved me. So what? I'm here. I'm healthy. You know what I mean? I got kids. I got a good career.
I will leave a link in the description to that video. When I saw that man break down and cry like that, bro, I felt his pain. As an INFJ, and how we are, when someone feels sad, we feel sad too. We feel that pain. DMX was a traumatized black male. And he is not the only black male to deal with pain. I know everyone goes through things. They have to deal with pain as well, and mental trauma. Events that affect them and make them the person that they are. I need to say this for my fellow black males. And this is how I feel. If you ever wonder why we don't talk about what we go through, really, because we already have a bunch of negative stereotypes about us. We do not wish to be perceived as weak. And the majority of people do not care about what we go through. Now there may be some people that do not understand that. All I know is, I said what I had to say. And that right there, I'm sounding off. Rest in peace, DMX. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Mind of a Renegade.